Today's daf is Yud Zayin. We'll pick it up on Tes Zayin of the Beis, 13 lines up from the bottom. The Mishnah was talking about the things you're not allowed to build for a goy. So, Ein Bonin, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Shalosh Basilekos Hain. There are three types of these Basilekos. Rashi said on the Mishnah yesterday, these are these types of places where they would push off people to. Let's just say Rashi again. That they would push them off to kill them. He says, "Visham don b'nei adam," right? Umapilin oso umes, right? So you're the three categories of these, right? What's the first one? Shel malachim, that belong to the kings. Vishel mer chatzos, that belong to, like, for bathhouses. And vishel otros, in our, like, storehouses. Amarava shtayim leheter ve'echad le'isser. So two of these types you're allowed to build, and one's osir. One's not allowed. The simon, the way to remember this, it's a play on words, le'sor malchehem bezikin. So le'sor means to tie down, right? To tie down malchehem, their kings, with zikin or chains. So the one that's osir, that's tied down, is to remind the one that you're not allowed to build. But the other two, the ones of the merchos and the of the otros, those would be allowed to build. Just, it's interesting to point out, when we talk about something being osir or something being mutter. So literally, what does that mean? Mutter means it's untied. It's not bound by anything. Osir means that it is bound. It's tied. It's inaccessible to us. So that's the deeper meaning behind these words of osir and mutter, that it's open and able to be used, or it's osir, it's prohibited, it's restricted to us. Okay, so it continues the Gemara. V'igda amri. There's some say different shot. Amar Rava. Kulam the heter. Really, all these three different types of the basik lekos are mutter. The hatanan, how could you tell me you could build anyone? Ain bonin imahem basik leke. We just saw in yesterday's Mishnah, you can't build these, right? Gardom, itzdatya, bima, listed all the things that you're not allowed to build for this. So Amos, you'd have to read the Mishnah differently. Shel gardom, vishel itzdatya, vishel bima. I mean, you can't build them with this type of a tribunal or of a stadium or a platform, but you could build one of these basilike that's not used for sentencing people and then pushing them off and killing them. Okay, so the Mishnah now continues, since we're talking about these things, it goes about different chachamim who were sentenced by the non-Jewish government. Tan Rabbanan, we learn like this, Kishenitfas Rebbe Lazar Leminus, when Rebbe Lazar was arrested and they charged him with minus, with apikorsis, heresy, he'eluhu legardaim lidoin. So they brought him up there to this place to be judged, right? The gardaim was one of the things that we saw in the Mishnah. Amalo oiso hegmon. So the authority, the officer, I guess, who was in charge of this, said, zoking shikimoischa, right? A wise man, an elderly one like you, yasoik bidvarim betalim halalu, why do you engage in these, like, you know, frivolous things? So some, you know, learn that the pshat is that that they would, you know, the Torah is frivolous to you. So amalo netman alai hadayin. So Rebbe Lazar said back to this person who's trying him, no, the judge, I believe him, meaning I think I'm going to get a fair trial here. So now it's interesting. Who's the dayan? He was talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this judge, this Hegmon, thought that that Rabbi Lazar was talking about him. So Kesover Oso Hegmon Olavu Omer. He thought that Rabbi Lazar is giving shvach to him. The Hu Lo Omer El Kneged Aviv Shishavash Shemayim. He was talking about the Eibishter. He wasn't talking about this guy. Omer Lo. So therefore, the officer says back to Rabbi Lezer, Hoyl ve'emanti alecho, right? Since you put your trust in me, demos potrato. So demos is an interesting word. Rashi explains that demos is potrato. Demos he heises shem yiroso v'nishbabo. So this was the name of his avodah zara that he worshipped. So he says, okay, in that name, I'm going to free you. The orach here at the bottom has a different pshat. He quotes that it's lepoter ish chayev misa nikro demos. That's the name of the shavua. Tosus has a different pshat. The Tosus at the bottom of the daf says like this: pirish berachme avodah zara shelo nishba ki demos loshen rachmimu. This is like a rachmonis on you, right? To be saved, right? He quotes more the Demos, like the story with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when he was hiding in the cave. So he heard a bas kol go out and talk about, you know, each and every single bird, was it going to be caught or not, right? Demos have a pasko, pirush hay ha'of nimlat min hapach, that he was saved from the trap. So Demos here is an expression like Tosis learns of Avrach, I mean, like, you know, that's what the guard was saying to him, you know, yeah, there's a rachmonis on you that you're being saved. You know, Derech Agav, you see from this Maisa with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi, that the extent of the Hashgacha, that every single bird was spoken about, this one's going to be caught, this one's not going to be caught. That touches upon a major machlokes in the Rishonim as to what is the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what his Hashgacha on non-humans, in other words, on an animal species, on dogs, on cats, on birds, is there a overall hashkacha just on the types of animals, or is there an individual hashkacha on each and every single min within that overall species? It's a discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, nevertheless, back to the Gemara, Kishibol the Beso. So now the Rabbi Lezer was off the hook. No pun intended. Kishibol beiso nichnasu talmidov etzlo lanachmos. They wanted to give him a nechama because he saw this, the fact that he was being accused of minus of apikorsis, that this was not a good thing. Velo kibol lav tanchumen, but he wouldn't be makabel. He wouldn't accept what they wanted to say to him to appease him. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi, teacher, tarsheni loy midavar echa mimash lematoni. Do you allow me to say over one thing that you taught? So Amalo, so Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Akiva, Emor, yes, you could say it over. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva says to him, Rabbi, Shema minus bo liyadcho, maybe at some point of heresy came to you, vehinacha, and you got a hanah from it, right? For all of this pastor, and because of that, you were held responsible, min hashamayim. So Amalo, so Rabbi Lezer says to him, Akiva, his kartoni. Right, you remind me of something. And we're going to read the uncensored version. Pam achas hayisi mahalech b'shuk ha'elyon shal Tzipori. One time I was walking in the upper marketplace in Tzipori. Umatzosi odem echa mitamide Yeshu hanoitzri. I saw a Talmud of Yeshu hanoitzri. Ve'Yakov ish kfar sachanya shemo. And his name was Yaakov from the town of Sachanya. It's interesting, in their scriptures, they do talk about several different people named Yaakov who are Talmidim of Oso Ha'ish, but they don't give a last name. So interesting, over here you have the city, the location where he was from. Omer Li, and this man, Yaakov, said, Kosub Torahschem, it's written in your Torah, Lo Sovi Es Non Zoyna, you're not allowed to pay the money that an animal you give is for a zona, you're not allowed to bring that into the Beis Hamikdash, right? It's also. So ma lasoy semenu beis hakise l'koin gadol. So are you allowed to use from that for a beis hakise for the kohen, right? In other words, you can't use it for the korban, but can you bring it for something else, right? V'lo amarti lo klum. I didn't say anything to him. So Omer Li, so this Yaakov says to Rabbi Eliezer, Kach li medani Yeshu hanoitzri. This is the drasha from Oso Ha'ish. Ki me'es nan zoyna ki botzo vad es nan zoyna yashuvu. You gathered it from a zona, it should go back to the zona. Mimakam hatinoifes ba'u, lamakam hatinoifes yelchu. It came from a place of filth, meaning the money, so let it go back to a place of filth, and therefore you could, yes, use it to build a beis hakise. V'hiyanasi dover, and I got hanah from that. It was a pleasure to this. And that's why I was accused by the authorities of minus. V'avarti amah shekosu b'torah, and not only that, I transgressed what it said in the Torah. Harchik me'alecha darkecho. You should remove far from her. Don't come her. What does that mean? Pasuk in Mishle, zu minus. This is heresy. Tik rav el pesach beisoch. Don't let it come close to the opening of your house. Zo harishus. This is talking about coming close to ruling authorities. Ikad amisam say differently. Harchik me'alecha darkecha. You should distance yourself from her. Zu minus v'harishus. This is both minus and rishus. And what's va'al? Tik rav el pesach beisa. Don't let it come close to the house. Zo zona. This is talking about a zona, a prostitute. And you shouldn't have come anywhere close to her, the kama. So how far do you have to distance yourself from her? So Amar Rav Chisda, Arba Amos. Says Rav Chisda, you have to be Dalad Amos away from her. And that's paskind in Yoredei and Simin Kufnun, that the one in fact has to do this. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Yisuri Bia, in Perika Chaf Hei, no, I'm sorry, Chaf Aleph, Pasuk, not Pasuk, Halacha, Chaf Beis. So he talks about avoiding women, and he says, "V'osu lavra Pesach isha zogna ad shiarchik dalad amos shneemar atikrav el Pesach beiso." The idea of setting up certain harchakos that a person wouldn't come to put themselves in a tempting situation. The Gemara is now going to continue and talk about this. V'rabbanan, hi me'esnan zona my darshi bei. So now the chachamim, meaning not the not the drasha from Osa Ish, well, right? My darish bay. What do they use? Learn it out from Kedrav Chista. They hold like the drasha of Chista, the Amrav Chista. Kol zona sheniskeres. Any woman who hires herself out for others, lo besof. In the end, he socheres. She herself is going to become old, and no one's going to want to be with her anymore. But she's going to become so addicted to that style, that lifestyle, she's going to have to socheres. She's going to have to hire other people to live with her. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, uvesitech esnon veesnon lo nitan loch. But to he lehefech, right? The what you gave is a payment, and no payment's given to you. Therefore, it's lehefech. Now it's come back to you. Pasuk in Yechezkel. Upliyid Rabbi Pedas, and this what Rav Chisda says that you have to distance yourself. Dalad Amos. This is against what Rav Pedas says. The Amr of Pedas lo osur Torah ela kriva shogili arayas bilvad. The Torah talked about actually the relations. Shneemar ish ish. El kol she'er besar se'er besaro lo tikrivu legalis erva, right? Not to uncover their nakedness. So you see that the prohibition against of relations is talking about the real gili arayis, right? And any other types of intimacy that's not the actual mice of tashmis are not included in that pasuk. Ula ki hava osimi bei rav, when ula would come back from the base medrash, have a menashik lehu laachase abe yedaihu. He would kiss his sisters on their hands. For Amrle, and some say abe chadaihu on the chest. Right. So the Gemara says, oh, 1 second. That's again pligi didei adidei. That's a steer with what Ula himself said. To Amr Ula kriva ba'alma oser, to come close, intimacy with someone who's. In a lot of times, it's also mishum lech lecho armin and nazira. We tell the nazir to go away outside the vineyard. Schor schor, don't come close. Lekarma lo tikrav, don't come into the place where there's the kerem, where the vineyard is. Meaning, in other words, just like a nazir, we tell him not to come close to the kerem because maybe you're going to be over the iser. You're going to be tempted that way. So too, we have to distance yourself from anybody who's you're not allowed to have relations with. So obviously there's an Isser Erva on one sister. So saying what Ula's action himself seemed to contradict with what he himself held. La aluka shte vonos havhav. The horse leech has two daughters and they say havhav, give, give. There's a Zohar that talks about the way some people daven on Rosh Hashanah like a dog. A dog, the barking sound of a dog. And I guess in English we say woof woof, but in Hebrew it's hav hav, give, give me, give me. Some people just bark like dogs to Hashem, give me, give me, give me. But the pasuk says in Mishle, the horse leech had two dogs, and he says hav hav, my hav hav. What does it mean? Amar mar ukva kol shte bonos shetzoa kois mi gehinim. This is the voice of two daughters who are crying out from Gehinim. Omros ba'olam hazeh, Have, have, in this world they said give, give. They were demanding complete allegiance. Uman ninhu, who are they? Minus varishus. This is heresy and this is a ruling authority. Ikeda amri, and elipshat as to what this is. To Amr Rav Chisda, Amr Mar Ukva, kol gehenim tzuekes v'omeres. The voice of a gehenim is crying out and it says, Havi'u li shtei bonos shetzoa kois v'omeros ba'olam hazeh. Have, have, bring me two daughters who cry out and say in this world to give, give, right? So the pasuk in Mishle is referring to a this type of foreign woman, and the Chazal understand this is a euphemism for minas. Kol ba'eha lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orchos chayim, and no one that goes to her comes back, nor do they have the orchos chayim, a path of life. V'chime achash lo shvu heichan yasigu, so if they don't come back, so where are they going to get this path of life, right? What's the pasuk? What's it adding over there, right? It sounds like it's self-understood. No, hochikam, this is what the Gemara is saying. Ve'im yashuvu, that if they would come back, lo yasigu orchos chayim, they won't get the path of life, because the pain of their charata is going to lead to their lives becoming shortened. Lameimer, so this means to say, dechala parish miminas ma'is, does this mean that anybody who separates themselves from minus is going to die? He regrets what he did. There was this particular woman who came to Rav Chisda, and she said to him, "Kala shibekalos, the lightest of all the things I did, right? Asasa bano hakoton mi bano hagadol. I made my small son from my large son. In other words, I had incest with my older son and had a child born from him, a smaller son. I'm the smallest of the things, right? So in other words, so you see that if this was the lightest thing that she did, she obviously had minus as well. So Amalor of Chizda, Tirchu la bezavad so velo maisa. Prepare the tachrichim for him, meaning he's speaking to herself that you're gonna die. But she didn't. The Gemara says velo maisa. So what's that in? Right? So you see from here that's against the idea that anybody who is doing tshuva for minus is going to die. Mid ka'amra kala shibakalos aso, right? The smallest of the things I did, mechlal the minus nami havibo, right? We just said a second ago that this would imply that she certainly had the more serious avera of minus, of apikorsis. Hahud lo hadra bo shapir. This woman, where she didn't really do a complete tshuva, mishum hachi lo mesa, because that's the reason, that's why she didn't die. But the implication is, if she would have done a complete tshuva, she taka would have died. Igad amri, some say a little bit different of this idea that the people who do tshuva for apikorsis, they have to die, right? Igad amri miminus in me'avera lo. This means that for they do tshuva for minus, the yes, but if they did tshuva for a different avera, for example, like Gili Rias, so then they're not. There was one woman who came to Rav Chisda. She wanted to confess. Rav Chisda zvidu lo zavadso. Right. So Rav Chisda said, get the tachrichim for her. Right. Umeisan, she did die, right? Midika amra kala shibakalois michla the minas nami havibo, right? So you see from the fact that she's the lightest of the light, that shows, that implies to us, the diak is that she was also involved in apikorsis, yeah? Umeavera lo, one second, does it mean that a person who does tshuva for Gili Arias, for inappropriate intimate actions, so they don't die? The Hatanya, this is like one of the most famous Gemaras. I think Kimat every Musar Shmuz in Chodesh Elul, the Mashgiach will quote this Gemara. The Hatanya, we learned in a Braisa, famous Gemara. Amra Alav of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdoi. They said on Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, "Shlo hiniach zayna aches ba'olam shlo ba'leha." There was no zona that he didn't live with. Pam aches shama sheyesh zayna aches bekrachei hayam. He heard that there is a certain zona overseas. V'haisen noteles kis dinarim b'schara. She would take a whole full purse of dinarim as her payment. Not a kis dinarim v'halach la'avar aleh shiva naharos. He went to go be with her, and he, in order to get to her, he had to cross over seven different rivers. Some explain that this is an Indian of the bris, the idea of seven. Bishas hergel dover heficha. At the time when he was about to live with her, right? So she heficha means she passed wind. The amran, she said like this. kishem shehafich zo eina chozeres lemakoma, just like this past gas is not going to go back to its place, kach loz ben dudoya e mekablin oisa b'tshuva. So to you, loz ben dudoya, you're not going to be accepted when you do tshuva, even if you were to try to repent. So now, you know, sometimes you hear a Musar Shmuz from your Rebbe, from your the Mashgiach, okay. But when a Zona gives you Musar, like, this just hit him, right? So he was so deeply shocked and moved by what the Zona said to him. So he went and he sat between mountains and hills. Omar, Har Megavos, Bikshu Alai, Rachmi, I want you to daven for me. So the way Tosus is learning that it's not really, these are actual speeches that the mountains and the valleys gave, but he was playing this out in his mind. Reminds me of the Abarbanel in the beginning of Bereishis Perek Gimel with Chava and the Nachash. So the way that Abarbanel learns that the story is that Chava and the Nachash never really actually spoke, but rather that Chava was playing out a whole scenario in her mind. If she would say this to the Nachash, this is what he would respond. But then they didn't really have a conversation. So a little bit over here, the same thing. The mountains and the hills, everyone's going to be talking, but the Tosfos learns it's not really talking. Omer lo, ad she'anim v'akshin alecha, before we can daven for you, nevakesh al atzmeinu, we have to daven for ourselves. So somebody explained, I once heard from Rabbi Berzon, Shlita, this idea that the mountains and valleys that he was appealing to means there's high points and low points in life, and that's what caused me to do my favors. You know, life has ups and downs. Shneemar, they said we have to do them for ourselves. Ki hehorim yamushu v'hagvois tumu tenu. Right, the mountains are going to depart and the hills are going to be removed. So Omer, so he said, Shemayim va'aretz bikshu alai rachmim. So the heaven and earth, I want you to daven for me. So Omer, they said, again, learning like Tosfos, they didn't really like speak, but this is what he imagined they would respond. Ad she'on mevakshim alecha nevakshim al atzmeinu. We have to daven for ourselves. Shemar ki shemayim ke oshen nim lochu va'aretz kebeged tivle. The heavens are going to be vanishing away like some smoke, and the earth is going to wax old like a garment. Amar Chama Ulavona, the sun and the moon, Bikshwalai Rachmi, I want you to daven for me. Amar Lo, so the sun and the moon said, Ajan Vakshim Alecha, before we can daven for you, Nevakesh Al Atzmein, we have to daven for ourselves. Shneemar, V'chofra Halavona, Uvoshe Hachoma. The moon is going to be confused, and the sun is going to be Havbush, it's going to be ashamed. Amr Kochav Muzolos Bikshwalai Rachmi, I want the stars and the constellations, Davin, Amru Lo, Ad Shaan Mvakshin Alecha Nevakesh Al Atzmein, we've done for ourselves, Shnemar, Vinamoku Koltsavo Hashemayim. All the hosts of heaven are going to be taken away. So again, at this point, after appealing to all the different forces of nature and asking for all these things to intercede on his behalf and being rejected by all these intermediaries, Amar, Loz ben Dudoya said, Ein hadavar toli ela bi. And this is a psychological truth, that when real change is going to happen in a person's life, it's when it hits them that they are the ones who have to make the change, that no one else is going to do their spiritual work for them. Your Rebbe's not going to do it for you. Your Chavir's not going to do it for you. Your Bnei Bayis are not going to do it for you. It's up to the person themselves. So this is the Vort. Ein hadover toli ela bi. It's up to me. Hiniach roisha ben birko v'go'ab v'chia ad sheyotzu nishmo. So he put his head between his knees and cried out until his neshama left. Now, the symbolism behind this, I think Rabbi Akiva Tatz, Moshe Weinberg, and others explain, this is idea of returning back to the fetal position. Putting your head between your knees is like the complete amount of, it's the ultimate in bittul, is what he's doing. Yotza Basko v'omro. So Basko came out and says, Rebbe Elazar ben Dudoya mezuman l'chai olam habo. So he's now not only Elazar ben Dudoya, he's now Rebbe Elazar ben Dudoya. He's now a Rebbe. So it's interesting, you know. I saw in the Bira Chasidus Lashas, so he quotes this idea, right, from the Dover Tzedek. He says, Hashem Rebbe, right? When you use the name Rebbe, teacher, matim rak lemi sheyesh lo talmidim. You know, a rebbe is one who has students. Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoya, pal kolkach b'shor shprati shelo, he accomplished so much, ad she'oisu shor she'ne'akar mimenu legamri, he was okir, he uprooted that whole shorish of this taivas, when he did tshuva, nisor al yado hirhure tshuva lechol eile shechatu ba'oisu shorish ra, since he was misaking himself at the shorish, the basic root level, anybody else who had a shaykhis that also had hirhure tshuva, and therefore ve'elehein talmidav shalom de mimenu. Right, that's what it means that he had talmidim. That's why the Gemara here calls him Rebbe. It continues the Gemara and says v'ha hacha b'aveira havim nius. Right, the whole point was that the context of this is that he was guilty of arayis, right, and he died. The hasam nami came into avig be tuva kaminos damya. Over there, the Gemara says because he was so attached to this aveira, right, and to the extent that he transcended the physical temptation, it's like minus, and therefore it become like a minus to him, and that's why it's not a stira. Bocha Rebbe va'amar, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi heard the story of Elazar ben Dudoya, so he cried. Va'amar, he says, Yesh kona olamo b'kameshanim. There's some who acquire a chelik in olam haba after many years of hard work. V'yesh kona olamo b'sha'achas. And some get it, their olam haba, in sha'achas. Literally means in a moment. However, the Chassidish Svarim have an interesting taich in the pasuk, right? What is the word sha'a? Means a moment, but in Bereishis, when with Kain and Hevel, it says Vayisha Hashem el Hevel veel minchoso. Vayisha Hashem turned to him. So Sha'achas means with one turn. It's a beautiful idea that a person can be koned the Olam Haba with one turn. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to do tshuva, obviously, but it's not so hard. It's just a slight turn and a redirecting of oneself, right? Harotze b'tshuva. That's the idea, so that sha'achas one can be kona olam haba. But Amar Rebbe, lo dayin levale tshuva shemekalben osan. It's not only the bale tshuva accepted, ela shekorn osan Rebbe, but they're called a Rebbe, right? And that's you see the extent, and we explained that means he's a Rebbe because he taught and he was able to teach others through this action. Okay, now the Gemara is going to tell you about distancing yourself from both from Avodah Zarah and from Znus. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry, it's Rabbi Yonah's son. Yeah, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonah's son. Havu Kaozle Beorchas. They were walking along the road. Matu Lahanhu Treshvili. There were two different paths. Chad Potze Apischo Avodah Zarah. One of the paths would go down. It branched off towards a place of Avodah Zarah. V'chad Potze Apischo De Bezonos. And one walked past a place of Zonos. So Amrele Chad Bechavre. So one of them said to the other, Nezel Apischo Avodah Zarah. Let's go to the one with Avodah Zarah. And then Amid Beis. The Nechis Yitzre, because that there is no Yitzre Hara anymore. We learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We learned that they shechted it. So it's good. Let's go there because it's not going to be a big temptation for us, right? Amar Le Idach. So the other one said Nezel Apischa de Bezonos. Let's go the other route that goes past the Zonos. The Nich Peye Le Yitzran Unakabel Agra. So we'll be koivish the Yitzre Hara, and we'll get a lot of reward for that. Kimatu Hosam Chazinhu Le Zonos Iskanu Mekamaihu. When they got there, the Zonos who were normally waiting at the doorway to get people, they went inside. The Torah was magging on them. Amale monalocha. What happened? How did you know that they were going to run away from us? So amale mitzima tishma tavuna tinitzarech. Means from Zima, right? It'll watch over you. Meaning the Torah is going to protect you because you had the Torah with you. They ran away. My mizima. What's the meaning of this word mizima? Se'ilei mitorah. If you're going to tell me that's referring to Torah, dechsebo zima, because it means that umetargmin on atzas chatoyin. The targum is that it's the counsel, the advice of chatoyim, sinners. Dechse uchasiv hifli etza higdia tushia. Right, the wonderful is his eitzah, and great is his wisdom. Ihochi zima miboile. So then it should have said zima, not mitzima. So hochi come. This is how you have to teach the potzuk. Mi devar zima tishmor alecha Torah tinitzarechel. From the lewd things of zima, it'll watch over you, and the Torah will guard you. So the discernment over here is referring back to the Torah itself. Ton Rabbanan. Okay, going back to now this discussion of Chachamim who were sentenced by the Romans. Kishenispesu Rabbi Elazar ben Prato v'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. When Elazar ben Prato and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion were arrested, Amalo Rabbi Elazar ben Prato l'Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Ashrecha, how fortunate are you? Shinis pasto al dovrecha. They only got you on one account, on one charge. Oilibu, but woe is to me. Shinis pasti al chamisha devarim. I'm being arrested for five separate things. Omelo, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina tried and said, Ashrecha, shinis pasto al chamisha devarim va'ata nitzol. Right? How lucky are you that you're going, you were, you know, five different accounts, five charges, but you're going to be saved. At nitzol, oy lish nispashti al dover echad ve'eni nitzol. But woe is to me because I'm only be on one thing, and I'm not going to be saved. Sha'at asakta b'torah gemilas chasodim. You are osik in Torah and chesed. Va'ani lo asakti ela b'torah b'vad. But all I did was learning. Rav Huna, like Rav Huna says, Dom Rav Huna, kol ha'osik b'torah b'vad. Anybody who's only osik in Torah but self, doy mikmi she'eno eloah. It's like someone who doesn't have a god. Shne'emar v'yamim rabim li Yisrael lo elohe emes. There were many years, long time, when they didn't have a true God. My lo elohe emes. What does it mean they didn't have a true God? Shekol ha'osik b'torah b'vad. Anybody who only has Torah, doy mikmi she'eno eloah. It's like he doesn't have a God. Was that really true? Chaim tried and didn't do chesed. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov Oimer, lo yitin adam ma'osav la'ar noke shel tzedaka el imke mimuna alav talmid chacham ki Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion. You shouldn't donate money to a tzedaka cause unless you make sure that the one who's overseeing it is a talmid chacham like Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion. So you see that he was osik in chesed. He was a gabei tzedaka. He was in charge. No, hemnuha hu dehavi mehemnan. Right, ma'avid lo avid. No, he was trusted to do it, but he himself didn't actually do the actions. I mean, it's just showing the caliber of person that you would have to be. V'hatanya, one second, you tell him you didn't do chesed. Amar lo, right? There was a conversation. Maus shel Purim nis chalfuli b'maus shel tzedaka v'chilaktim la'aniyim. So Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion said to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma that one time I confused the coins that I was giving out for Purim with coins of tzedaka, and therefore I gave them all to poor people on my own cheshbon. So the one is saying, like, how can you say that he didn't do tzedaka, didn't do chesed? Here you see it is. So our answer is mi'avid ovid. Yeah, he did. Kidaboyle lo avid, but as what it should have been, what was required of him, what was expected and demanded of Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion. Right, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, is medaktik with tzaddik and kud hasayra. So he didn't do what he could have done on his level. Right, reminds me of the story with the Kotzker, that they were once he was being melamed zichus on somebody in Tanakh who was appeared to be a rasha, and his chassidim were amazed by this. They said, "What are you being melamed zichus on him?" So he said, "From his averus, a Torah was written. But from your mitzvahs, no Torah is being written." You know, what was he saying? He's saying they're on such a different level. They're on such a different level. So you have to understand what it means. Of course, Rabbi Chaim ben Tradion was doing chesed, but you have to understand on his level, that's what it means, right? Kidboilo often. Okay, back to the Gemara. As Yuhu l'Rabbi Lozer ben Prato. So they were on the trial. So now it tells us, Amaru, my time, Tonis, what's the reason that you excuse me, that you were teaching Torah, umay taima ganavta, what's the reason you were a ganav? So Amar Lahu said back to him, I sayafa lo safra, vi safra lo siyafa. In other words, if you're claiming that I am a sayafa, means like a bandit, an armed robber, it's then lo safra, I can't be a sofer, I can't be sitting and learning. And vi safra, if you tell me I'm a sofer, then I can't be a bandit, meaning it's mimonoshach, it's a contradiction, you can't be one and not the other. So therefore, the fact you're accusing me of both of them shows that neither one of them are true, right? Umidaha lesa hanami lesa. From the fact that one of them is not true, then the other one can't be true, because you're accusing me of two mutually exclusive things. So that's how he took down the first two out of the five accounts on him. My time a karilach rebbe. So then, what's the reason why they call you rebbe if you're not teach, right? We just finished saying rebbe means you have talmidim, so you must be teaching. So he says, Rabban shel tarsiyim ani. I'm a master of the weave. Meaning that's what I teach. I'm not a Rebbe, I'm a Torah scholar. I'm a weaver. So Aisule Tre Kibure. So they wanted to test him to see if he knew what he was talking about. So they brought him the two coils of wool. Amrulay, they said, Hey de Shasya, the Hey de Arva, which is the Shesi, which is the Ariv. So now he doesn't know this. He really wasn't a master teacher of the weavers. So Israchesh le Nisa. So when this happened, Asya Ziburisa Osiva al Deshasya, Fa Asya Zibura Vyasev al Darva. So what happened is a female hornet came and sat on the warp, and a male hornet came and sat on the woof. So we know in the female is always the mekabel, and the male is always the mashpia. So he was able to figure out which one goes where. So Amale hai de shasya v'hai de arva. So he showed which one was the shesi and which one was the ariv. Again, from the male and female hornets. So that now is the third one that he was able to pass, right? Omru le my time lo osis le be avidon. So why did you come to the be avidon? This is a place where, according to some of the Rishonim learned, they used to have the chachamim, the umus ha'olam, used to get together and debate things. So amluhu zokin ha'isi umisyare ani shema tirmasuni biragleichem. I'm an old man, and I'm afraid that I'm going to get trampled because of such large crowds. So amru va'ad ha'idno, up till now, kamasavi isrimus. How many people have gotten trampled up until now? You know, what's the record for how many people have gotten done this? Meaning, it doesn't happen. Why should you be worried about such a possibility? So isreche niso, so a miracle happened. Right, vahu yoime is irmas chad sava. An old man got trampled taka on that day. So you see, it is something that's something to be worried about. Okay, then I continue. My time ka shavka avdach lecherus. What's the reason why you set free your slave? Amalahu, he said to them, lo haya dvarim meha'olam lehadam lo haya dvarim meha'olam. It never happened. Denied it. Come chad minaihu va'ashuebe. So one of them got up to testify against him. Oselio kaim zelio hanovi the idmile bechad mechashuve demalkuso. So he dressed himself up like one of the chashuve Roman noblemen. Amale, and he said to that person, mi de isrecheshle nisa bekulahu. Don't you get it? Don't you see from the fact that miracles are happening, every single thing he's getting off the hook for bahanami isrecheshle nisa. So this one also, miracle is going to happen. So hu gavra bishuse hu deka achave. So he just wanted to you're only showing how wicked you are, right? You know, meaning look at the record. The miracles are happening. You're not going to win this one. V'lo ashkepe, but he didn't pay any attention to Eliyahu Anavi, and he wanted to give over his edus. Kam lemeimer lahu, he got up. He wanted to say with things. Havikasiva igarta da havikasiv mechashive de malchus l'shadrui levei kesar. So at that moment, the letter that was written by some of the important people in the Roman Empire to send it to the Bei Caesar, to the house of the Caesar, right? V'sharuli al yadei dahu gavra. They had it in the possession of this person, the guy who's going to be the witness. So also Eliyahu paske arba mea parse. Eliyahu came and threw a distance of 400 parsos. Also v'lo asa. So then the guy went and he didn't come back, and therefore all of the charges against Rabbi Elazar ben Peralta were in fact dropped. Just wanted to end off with a beautiful ha'ora that my chaver Rabbi YY Jacobson shared with me. There's the Torah or from the Alter Rebbe, in Parashas Toldos, discusses this whole interaction between Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyon, and he explains, I'll read a few lines, says, L'chora ma'od tamua she'iloso. The question that he asked was it's a pella, right? My sheikh to olam haba im hu moisin nafsha kedusha Hashem shahar makil kehilo is berabim lo haylo adayin chilek olam haba. Meaning we know that he used to teach Torah publicly and be moisin nefesh for that, right? Right. V'gam ma shor Rabbi Yosi klum aisib al yodcha. Did anything happen to you? Ma teshuva al she'ilo. So what's the answer? So he says like this: yes, I did a lot of actions in my life, but I'm not sure if that ever went against the shorash of my neshama. You know, sometimes people do certain actions, whether it's in the realm of doing chesed, or whether it's greatness in the realm of gevura, but they do that because it just comes naturally to them. That's the shorash of their neshama. It's easy to do chesed, or it's easy for me to do gevura. What the question was, have you ever done something that went against your natural tendencies? And we find, Rav Dessler writes this way as well, he's very familiar with the writings of the Tanya, that the idea of an Yisrael is when we're called upon to act in the opposite of our varmidos. So, for example, Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, see, he was the paradigm of chesed, but here he has to be kovish that his rachamim for his son and do that. We talk about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the ish emes, titain emes li Yaakov, in that nevertheless we find by Yaakov that he has to act in a deceptive way in order to get the brachos from Esav. That's the testing ground for Avodas Hashem, is how much and how often and how well we're able to go against our Yetzirah and be Moisu Nefesh in our Avodas Hashem. Okay, the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the next. Da.